July 1 just around the corner. What's topping your list right now?
Well, you know, you get an opportunity to have all these young kids here, and development camp is a big part of you know, the path to the National Hockey League. And, you know, you don't have to think back too far to remember a lot of the, you know, young, bright, shiny faces that are now in the Jets lineup that, you know, their first glimpse of our organization and our first glimpse of them was here. And, you know, you think back to those days and you try to remember what those guys were like, and now you project to where they're at now and you try to apply the same type of things, you know, in this regard for those guys moving forward. I really like this development camp, the setup that we have this year. We've really begun to, in this year we've really had a big focus on NHL habits and what it's going to take for every player to get to the National League. You know, the hot button topics that we've talked about, you know, like defensemen, go back and get the puck. Like, those type of things are the things that they're really focusing on, you know, here. Lots of position specific things, picking pucks off walls for wingers, you know, those type of things that, again, you hope that they can take back and work on their own during the summer.
Do you feel that there are players here that could be competing for a roster spot with the Jets this fall?
Well, we do have, you know, some first-year pros or second-year pros, I guess, coming up. And obviously, you get a chance to see them, how they've worked out, you know, for the brief period of time this summer, get an evaluation on where their fitness levels are at. And, you know, talking to, you know, to the development staff there and the strength staff, they're very excited with where, you know, players like Connor, Roslovic, Lemieux, you know, really have, you know, Nogé's always been a big man, but really in shape, but, you know, where they've taken their fitness levels. And again, you know, you have a year-over-year-over-year type of record of that now, so you really do see the progress. And then you see the eye test. You see that, you know, Kyle Connor's, you know, got a lot more definition and a lot more, you know, frame. You see him on the ice where, you know, he does separate himself when he goes into the corner and comes out with the puck before, you know, some guys get in there. So there are, you know, some good opportunities for some of these players. They got to have a great summer, and the competition is going to be fierce.
Kevin, call out a bunch of names on Friday and Saturday, and it's a whirlwind for these guys because they're already here. What's impressed you about the new group to this organization?
Well, that they listened and brought their skates to the draft. You know, that's a good one. So, you know, there's lots of different kinds of talent there. There's some big guys that can skate, and you talk to the scouts. And in our position, you don't get a chance to see everybody in the draft. And so when you're sitting at the table and Mark Hillier says, you know, this guy's big and can skate and, you know, and handle the puck, and you okay, you know, and then you see him here, and you know, you see there's a certain rawness to the young players at 18 years old, and that's to be expected. And for some of these guys, you know, they're going to college or going back to Europe, you know, they're 3-4 years away from, you know, from being, you know, pro considerations, but that's what you draft them for, you know, going in what their development path, you know, might be. But again, this is the first stop for them. You know, there's again a certain level of excitement when you see, you know, Veselainen and speed and size, and you know, when Paul and the coaches are doing their evaluations after, and they start mentioning some of these guys' names that they've seen for the first time, then you know that, you know, you think you're on the right path.
What's the plan for Veselainen?
You know, again, I believe he's got a pro contract back in Europe, and you know, that those aspects of things will start to get worked out, you know, once we do get through the craziness of free agency.
He could be at training camp though in the fall.
Yeah, if he's, you know, the timing probably doesn't work for that if he's going to play in Europe.
When you look at free agency starting on July 1, and obviously July 1 is the date that so many people focus on, are you optimistic that it could be a busy day? And what for you as an organization are you focusing in on areas that you would like to try to address?
Well, it hasn't changed much since the previous conversations that we've had about it. You know, we're going to, you know, look at the areas that that we can improve. It's been a busy week. Like the week from, you know, the time the whatever 217th players called at the draft, you shift, you know, your mindset right into this week. And it's been a busy week. We've had Several different conversations with players and players and agents, on conference calls with, with our staff involved. And again, it's a busy time. It's a busy time for everybody. But like you said, July 1 will be the gun will sound and, we'll be off to the races.
Has it been a busier year in terms of contacting players than it has been in years past?
I guess when you're living in the moment, every year seems, very busy for what you're doing right now. This year has been a real different year just with the weeks leading up to the expansion draft, having Vegas in the mix with respect to, what they did draft and how it's affected other teams. So it has been a different year just because every year is different, but it is a very busy time.
So would you say you've been making more phone calls, contacting more potential Jets?
We've done our due diligence in the past in the same fashion. We've had conference calls. You have those type of situations in years past as well. It's just what fits and it has to fit for both sides. We can have desire and they can have desire, but there's money, there's term, there's opportunities that need to fit for both sides.
There's a lot of rumors heading into this.
No. What, rumors?
What kind of stock should the fans be putting in that at this stage?
I think my answer pretty much sums that up.
How has the courting period changed free agency, Kevin? And having had it now third year or whatever, has it allowed you to be able to give your pitch to more players or...?
It's an interesting dynamic. I think in its infancy, everyone thought it's a great idea. And I think, in some cases, I think it probably is where you get a chance to, talk to the person, in some cases more than one time or whatever. And they can, see where you pencil them in and where you, where they fit and whether it's a match. So I guess it's good in those regards. The hard part is until July 1, it's all talk. Once the shotgun starts, then, you hit to the brass tacks and you don't know at that point in time what's really been talk and what's really been real.
What would be a good fit for a goalie? And obviously goalie is a priority. What would be a good fit in terms of coming in here?
I'm not going to get into specifics of free agency, really. I probably got into free agency a little more than needs to be right now because, again, free agency starts on July 1.
To the point he was making, that pitch that you're making, how's that pitch evolved over the years? I mean, you've been adding some phenomenal, exciting young pieces to this team. How's the pitch changed based on what it was 3 or 4 years ago?
Well, again, I think that, we do have an exciting, young group here that is, poised to do some good things. So, we had 40 wins last year and those don't go unnoticed when it comes to the youth of our team. We're proud of the group of guys we have assembled here. And, if we can find some pieces that accentuate it and fit for both sides, then, we're going to.
What was your reaction when you heard Connor was doing some extra work with the goalie guy in Kelowna this summer?
Again, we expect all our players to, do their utmost best to improve themselves year over year. And the summer's the time that every player's challenged with, becoming a better player in their own respective rights. So the fact that, a player is doing extra things on his own, that's not surprising.
Just wanted to ask about starting July 1. I think that you can potentially sign Trouba to an extension, or that window at least opens up. Have there been any talks with?
That hasn't necessarily been our focus yet. It has been solely, more so on the acquisition of players for the immediate roster.
What's the plan with Berdin next year? Will you go back to the USHL?
That's the hope at the moment, yes.
So, do you have any health updates on Tyler Myers or Toby Enstrom, things that we may not have heard? I might have
So there's really no in-season updates as far as, from the media perspective, but, behind the scenes, they're progressing. They've some of them have been cleared for different things. Like, we had lots of injuries at the end of the year, be it concussions or be it, hand injuries or different things like that. So guys slowly get cleared, as the year goes on. You know, Tyler is someone that is, you know, you when you have the summer, you can slow down some things so that you can allow for more healing process as opposed to pushing. So he's not at those pushing stages yet, you know, sort of speak, with respect to, you know, his injuries. And Toby, you know, Toby as well. Toby, you know, had the knee injury and the concussion. And I believe he's fine from the concussion. And the, you know, the knee side of it is, again, you let that process take place over the summer.
Do you think both of those guys will be ready for the start of training?
That's our belief, yeah.
Yeah, okay.